Lorinda, written by Alice Pung and read by Eileen Wynne. I looked around and could see the growler smiling. Our school was one of the first ladies' colleges in the state, Brody continued, and we uphold a strong tradition of supporting the rights of women in a nurturing environment. On and on she went, until she turned towards the growler. If I may be so flippantly audacious, and I hope you will indulge me here, Mrs. Gray, as you do such an excellent job providing pastoral care to girls. While other private schools are hierarchical and based on a top-down approach, we are like this cup of wine at the table. And she pointed at Reverend White's goblet. Open and giving, and open to giving. She extended both arms again, like Jesus summoning his flock, and continued. You could even say that instead of adopting a hard and rigid phallus model of leadership, and here she pretended to grasp something in her hand and even moved her fist up and down a couple of times. We have adopted a receptive chalice model. And now she cupped her hands. This is the Lorinda spirit. The girls whooped and applauded, and some even stamped their feet. In church. I sat there, my hands clenched tight beneath my kilt. You had to hand it to Brody. She knew how to play it both ways. Just when you thought that her speech was going to become so toadying that you would have to chuck a cushion on stage for her genuflecting knees, she compared the school to a dick and a fanny, a move so unexpected that a ripple of orgiastic hilarity flowed through the crowd. The applause was deafening. Brody had pulled such a swift one that even the teachers were applauding her ability to imbue 400 girls with the Lorinda spirit. Some, the weaker ones, were chuckling, even though they found the joke distasteful, to show that they had a sense of humour. Others laughed outright, convinced it was just another example of student hijinks. Mr. Sinclair had a grimace on his face, the look you'd have if you were watching someone embarrass themselves by telling a very unfunny fart joke. Mrs. Gray's expression was one of carefully contrived neutrality, giving nothing away. The person who was least impressed was Reverend White, standing there in his robes.